Yo, motherfucker, yo. What it do? It's your boy, Skeeter
Steve.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh, yeah. We're back. What up, Dow?
What up, man?
Shit, not a damn thing, man.
Same old thing.
Been enjoying this NBA playoff action.
This has been one of the best playoffs I've witnessed, bro, in my 20 years of watching basketball.
Really?
Yeah, bro, it's really good.
Yeah, I mean,
so many underdogs that knock people off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, really. It's starting with my Lakers.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Got them fucking punk-ass Memphis Grizzlies up out of here. Really? Like I said we would. Like, for real, straight up, like what SZA said,
I be so sick, you nigga.
For real,
yeah, for real.
Running your mouth. Yeah, man, no, but it has been some good games, and the fact that, you know, we're up on the Golden State Warriors, you know what I'm saying, up 3-1.
Up, for real, yeah.
And I think we're going to put him in the coffin. We're going to nail him.
Tonight or when?
I'm hoping tonight. Shit, if it's not tonight, it's definitely going to be Friday for sure when we go back to L.A.
Yeah, I believe it.
That, I don't see New York making it out the second round.
No, they're done.
Yeah.
No, this is done.
Yeah, they're done. Fucking Boston is in trouble.
That's close.
They ain't even close. Man, fucking Philly, they up now.
Yeah, it's 3-2, though. That's a better position than 3-1.
I know, but Philly, I mean, but the fucked up part is Boston got to go back to Philly.
Yeah, but I've seen worse positions before.
I mean, ain't no worse than that. And then fucking Denver and Phoenix, I think Phoenix is done, bro.
Phoenix done, too, yeah.
Yeah, they're done. They're done, though.
Unless DeAndre Ayton wake up. I don't know where he
is. Oh, man, that nigga's not waking up.
He said, I'm ready to go to vacation. I don't know what y'all on.
Right.
I got my contract.
For real. He like, what's his name? He like Uncle Elroy from Next Friday. Soon as I got my check, I was gone.
Yeah. You ever happen to be at work? You just happen to check your bank account and the income tax hit? You like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting off early.
Or I'm making up a lie or something. I got to get about a year.
Yeah. Nah, straight up though, man. But, I mean, I'm happy. Like, my Lakers, they're doing their fucking thing, man. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the trades that we made and how they just put the chemistry together so fast.
Yeah, man.
I mean, is this me being cocky saying that we a threat to everybody in the playoffs as of right now?
To everybody?
Yeah.
I think you have a chance with the Heat. I don't know about Denver.
I think so, but because look who's all coming off the bench, though.
Yeah, that's fine, but you got to understand. Do you know Jokic? Joker?
And LeBron?
That's fine. All right, you're going to find out. I hope AD? They go against him. Well, they will probably.
Yeah, AD. AD.
Denver may sweep y'all, bro.
D'Lo. Denver is not sweeping
okay.
us.
Okay,
all right. D'Lo. Austin Reeves.
Okay.
Dennis Schroeder.
Everybody you naming is really average right now.
What?
They average.
Okay.
You think Schroeder's not average? That's why he didn't get okay. 80 million.
Okay. They're,
why do you think D'Lo got traded?
They're beans. They're average, though, but, I mean, last game, fucking they knocked out the number two seed.
I mean, I'm
just saying.
Lonnie Walker, you think that's going to keep happening?
I'm just saying, bro.
Lonnie Walker, you think he's Michael Jordan?
You never say never.
All right.
Never say never. Jokic ain't Michael Jordan.
He damn near is.
No, he not, bro.
Bro, he's averaging a triple-double. Do you know he was running up for MVP 3 times in a row?
Yeah, bro, but the second one was suspect, and we all know that.
Okay. I don't know about that, but okay, go find out.
I mean, he's cool.
He cool.
All
right.
No, yeah. He definitely cool, because, I mean, if that was the case, they should have got Phoenix up out of there a long time ago.
Phoenix also has KD. You have three. What do you mean? What are we doing here? You don't forget Phoenix has KD. That's
and
nuts,
who else?
Bro. They have Devin Booker.
Yeah, young Kobe. That's what I call him.
That, all right. So you say how many get a team out of here that got three different scorers?
But hey, you said Jokic. You just say one man. I ain't hear you and naming all the other ones.
Jamal Murray, MJP. Like they have a squad, bro. Like I don't think you watch Denver,
bro. I do.
I don't think so. I don't think you do. You don't watch them as a fan. You watch them as a Laker. They could beat them.
No,
Denver is nuts.
Oh, bro. Okay. Okay, we're gonna say they're nuts. How come the last 2-3 years? They always rank within first, second, and third, and then when they come to the playoffs, they always blow it.
Well, last year.
I mean, last year they got swept. The year before that, they were up 3-1, and they dropped the fucking ball.
Yeah, they was young. They were still learning. What do you want me, like, what do you mean? Lakers, where was they at last year? They didn't make the playoffs. We're not going based off of the past. If we doing that, then it's going to look real terrible for your Lakers.
I mean, if it's talking about past, like, shit, we won the championship in 2020.
Right. You won it 3 years ago. Okay. But before then, was you in the playoffs?
Yeah.
No, you was not.
Yeah,
you
we were in the play-in. We made the play-in.
That ain't the playoffs.
Yeah, no.
Playoffs,
we
bro.
Made the no. We made the play-in, right. Got in the playoffs, and got eliminated first round.
Didn't they say last year LeBron didn't
No,
make the
but
playoffs?
Last year, yeah. But That's last year, saying. we didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So.
This is what I'm saying. What are we saying right now?
Hey, like I said, bro.
Last year, they didn't have Jamal Murray. He tore his ACL, and he still got to the playoffs.
Yep, and they still blew it.
Okay.
And they still blew it.
Okay.
And they got swept by the same team
that they're playing.
Who? That they're playing.
They got swept by Phoenix?
Yeah, they got swept by Phoenix.
Okay, so now they're about to beat them. So now what does that prove? They're still kings of the West, bro.
Okay.
I can't wait to the Lakers, bro. I can't wait to that series.
Okay, yeah.
Please hurry up and win. I hope the Lakers win this so they can go to the advance and the Joker just ripped the heart out of y'all.
Okay. And then if he don't, then what you gonna say
I'm
then?
I'm gonna say you was right. That's all I'm gonna say. What yeah, do you mean?
Correct.
And
Mr.
Then if you don't,
Mr. MVP ain't Denver is not winning the championship. I'm
and if
sorry.
You don't, and if you don't beat the Lakers, I'm gonna say don't talk to me about basketball ever again.
I'm gonna
you don't watch it, bro.
No,
I'm gonna
do
say
watch
stick to hip hop, bro, because you don't watch basketball.
I do watch it though, but I'm not Jokic fan like
I'm
everybody.
Not, I'm not one either, but when it comes to like he's him, bro. Like I would hate to say that it's a what is it called? A foreign person, but it's him.
No, bro. All
right.
Well, cause I'm glad Joel got the MVP this year.
Right.
Because he fucking deserved it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely deserve it though. Because a nigga that was gonna go 3-for-3 for MVP, no, that's suspect. That is very, very suspect in my book. That's just me, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Basketball is basketball. And like what I said, I am a fan. And yeah, we may did terrible though, but right now everybody's calling it. Like we're the underdog. We're the threat. We could get anybody on any given day. Like it could be anybody's ball game. Not saying that it could be theirs too as well though. But also too, that's what I'm saying. You talking about one fucking guy.
It's Maury. They run a pick and roll.
Okay, and then that's what I'm saying. If you're going to say that, I have every right to counterattack with LeBron James and AD and the rest of the squad.
You have an MVP?
Fucking D'Lo, it does MVP.
You have
or
a
not.
KCP?
Bro.
You have
like,
that?
Bro. Caldwell Pope came
you
from us.
Right, he did.
Yeah,
but
he
not
came
on the
from
team
us.
No
yeah.
More, bro.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon's on the team. That's what I'm saying, bro. I think you need to look at that roster.
Yeah, the roster, okay, and look at ours. D'Lo is putting up damn near 20 points every fucking night.
All right.
Austin Reeves putting up 20 every fucking night. What are you talking about, bro?
I just told you. keep having that faith, bro.
I mean, it's an evenly match.
Evenly? I don't know about that, but okay. Who's going to stop Jokic? Don't tell me AD.
Bro.
That's nuts, bro. If you think AD stopping Jokic.
Bro. It's either going to be AD or it's going to be LeBron.
All right. You think LeBron's stopping Jokic? That's wild, bro.
Okay.
But
I mean,
I want to see it, though. If it happens, it happens. Say you right. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say you was right.
Yeah, and I'm going to gloat that shit in your face,
go
too.
Ahead. Go ahead, because you was right.
As a matter of fact, hold on. You talking all this shit. Who's your team, nigga?
My team is the Bulls.
Bulls?
Six of them things.
So you're reliving the glory days?
Didn't you just say, oh, the path?
If you're going to say six in them things, we got 17 in them things. What's happening?
Do. Yeah, that's beautiful.
And we got a three-peat in within ours. But your boy had to leave and come back to get another three-peat. And if we're gonna go on there,
you never three-peated. Oh, you did. Lakers did three-peat. Yeah, but you only got one.
But your boy had to leave and come back to do it. And then when he did came back, who eliminated them the first round?
Not the Lakers.
No, Orlando. Oh, Shaq did. Yeah, your boy.
How incredible it is to leave and come back. Didn't you just tell me this about Wu-Tang? They left and they came back.
But that's hip hop. Hip hop and basketball is different.
You know how bored you got to be? He left. He's like, man, it's not fun no more. Came back and was like,
what you mean it's not fun? Because that nigga, because he had to put a squad together because Detroit was beating his ass.
He said, man, the squad together.
Yeah.
You know they didn't do that back then.
Bro, yeah, he did. He needed help. He needed help because Detroit was beating his ass.
What help did he get?
Okay, so we're going to talk about the first squad where he had Pippen, Pippen, Horace, and all of them. And then what was the white dude name? Paxton.
What was going on?
Okay. So yeah, Jordan didn't do it by himself.
You know all these people were drafted, so he didn't go out seeking for help. The GM drafted these people.
That's how the NBA works. He drafted them because he knew Jordan need help. When they went against Boston, don't get me wrong, he scored the 60 points, but he still got his ass handed to him. This is what history y'all like to leave out with Jordan. Yes, I'm a big Jordan fan too, but y'all like to leave certain shit out like that, like he was the fucking greatest. That nigga got his ass handed to him.
That's how you learn to get better. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to just keep walking through shit. Yeah, you're going to get beat. You forgot LeBron got beat up by Detroit, too. He got better. Or no, he left, actually. You're right. He left. Jordan didn't leave. He stayed and got better.
Then he left again and come back.
And still ruined the 90s. Ain't that crazy? How you leave somewhere and come back and be still the man? That's nuts, bro.
Yeah, but you had to go pick up Dennis Rodman, though.
The GM again requested him.
Yeah, I mean, but who made that call though?
The GM.
No, but who made that call though? He approved it. But who else made that call? Because
Michael Jordan approved it.
Thank you, because he clearly said it in the Last Dance.
What does that have to do with anything though?
Come on, bro. Come.
He's still the greatest. I don't know what are you trying to prove here.
I'm not saying he's still the greatest. I'm not saying he's the greatest. So, but you like what you're saying. Your 6 versus my 17.
That's cool. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. All 6 was earned.
We didn't have 17 was earned.
We didn't have to go get AD and trade our whole team. We drafted our players.
Oh, Kobe was drafted.
Was AD drafted?
Don't matter. Trade is a trade.
Was Shaq drafted?
Trade was a trade.
Was Shaq drafted? Was Abdul-Jabbar drafted?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, because he went to Milwaukee. He went to Milwaukee.
Okay.
But the other ones, Worthy was drafted.
Okay.
Magic Johnson was drafted. Yeah. Majority of our players were drafted.
But your big centers was not drafted.
Yeah, and even within that run, how many Magic got in that run? I want you to tell. How many?
Who stopped them on the 6th one?
Okay, then.
Who stopped in the number 6?
It don't matter, though. We got the 5.
Jordan stopped them.
Yeah, with y'all first one.
Yeah, first one. Yeah, with the your sweetest. On Magic Johnson. Why not?
Yeah, with your first one. Bravo. Bravo.
Hard earned, bro.
Bravo.
We didn't win ours in the bubble. You got out the money.
Oh, but but if we're talking about your Bulls team right now, if you want to talk about trades with AD, then y'all have to trade to get Lonzo. Then y'all have to trade.
No, we signed Lonzo.
Lonzo then.
Bro, we gave him 150 for 5. I remember that.
Yeah, bro, but y'all made trades too, though. But who he started out with first? He started out with us first.
And you traded him for one.
Don't try to piggyback from that, bro.
We signed him. We didn't give up our whole team. We signed him, literally.
And who y'all traded, and who we traded for who y'all to get, who we had. Yeah, y'all who? Traded for, yeah.
Who?
Alex Caruso.
No, we signed him.
Nah.
We did. We gave him $9 million a year that y'all didn't think he was worth. We signed him.
Yeah, and look where y'all at now.
I'm happy where we at.
Trash.
That's fine. I'll take it every day.
Chum buckets. Chum buckets.
I got no problem with it.
And you want to talk bad about my Lakers?
No, I'm not talking bad. I'm just saying that
y'all niggas ain't been nice since Jordan left.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Y'all haven't.
You never heard of Derrick Rose?
Bro, y'all ain't getting nothing with him.
That's fine. The youngest MVP?
Because last time I checked, Youngest MVP last time I checked. We got a three-peat and we got a back-to-back with the nigga within the 2000s. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't know why.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But Denver's still in the playoffs. And you
gotta
go through them.
And like, yeah, and we're still in the playoffs too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're in the playoffs. I don't know why you wanted to bring up the Bulls.
you did because you said.
No, I didn't. You said, what's your team? And I just answered.
You said y'all got six of those things.
Yeah, that's
it. Am I right? Yeah,
you said what's your team?
I said the Bulls. You got six of those things.
Boston. No, I didn't hide. I said it's the Bulls.
It's all right, man. I'm gonna need for you to get that hate out your blood.
I'm all right, man. You just gotta worry about Denver and Jokic.
It don't matter once we get past them.
And when you don't,
I know that's gonna make your blood boil. No, it's gonna make your blood boil.
This is what you have to understand. I grew up in a Laker household. I've seen all the 2000 championships. They're all remarkable. There's nothing wrong with it. But this is Denver.
Okay. And when the last time Denver ever been good?
Last 3 years they've been good.
And they did what they do within them last 3 years.
Went to the playoffs, went to the conference.
And they blew it.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. I hope AD stays healthy. I hope everything keeps rolling with y'all. I wish the best for y'all.
You wasn't saying that earlier. Don't be trying to wish that ill will, nigga. I know when a nigga's wishing ill will when they not.
I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't have nothing to lose here.
Well, I'm gonna throw some holy water on you. I'm gonna need for you to get that out your system.
I do not care if y'all win or lose.
I'm gonna need for you to get that out your system.
I have no dog in my fight.
Oh shit! But anyway, yes, NBA has been great. Marvel has been great. We just saw the release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Fucking amazing! A great movie. Oh, quick question. Because, I mean, we saw all the previews in there. We might as well just go on ahead and get to it, man. How you feel about that the new Captain Marvel joint that's going to be dropping in November?
It looks good.
It do.
Looks good, yeah.
It do.
I have high hopes for it.
Yeah, and I definitely think Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 definitely redeemed it after the third Ant-Man movie. Because the third Ant-Man movie, yeah, that was horrible. I mean, it's been a minute since we saw a horrible Marvel movie. And for me, my opinion per se, the last horrible one was Eternals.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Eternals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just straight up cheeks.
Jesus.
Pause. but I mean, the other ones, I mean, it's dope though, man. But I mean, the movie overall though was just amazing and just made me happy they finally brought in Adam Warlock. So, like, we're embarking on new characters and new things. So, I mean, I'm excited for it, man. If you rate the movie scale 1 to 10, what you giving it?
It was like a 7.
A 7? What you didn't like about it?
First of all, two things. They misused Adam Warlock. They misused that actor. That actor that played Adam Warlock, Will Houghton or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved way better than that. Three, how do we have a Guardians of the Galaxy movie and Star-Lord doesn't turn on his helmet? And when we questioned the director, he said, oh, he didn't have time. He was drunk and he had to leave and he had it in his desk. All right.
But you know, man, I mean, with every movie, especially when you're doing a comic movie, I mean, they're not going to never get it down to the T. I just came to terms with that though, because I mean, if that was the case with the whole Black Panther thing, they should have brought in Storm instead of that fucking girl, because in the universe he does marry Storm and they do become husband and wife.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know. When they do shit like that, it's never going to be down to the fucking
T. Black Panther was definitely better than this one.
Do you think so?
I think so.
No, I wasn't a fan of that, man.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but it just, for me, that one, it just felt like a big-ass funeral.
Damn. Jesus.
Am I lying? Am I lying?
I could see where you.
I mean, yeah, there's a fucking big ass funeral, and then just even with that plotted in towards the end, we see the fucking little kid. I'm all like, bro, like, okay, so now what universe are you guys playing off of?
The same one we've been in. What you mean?
No, because this is what I'm saying. Remember, his sister took over, the suit and right, everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in the comic, this is what I'm saying. They don't never get the shit down to the T in the comic. She don't become Black Panther till way later.
Well, yeah, at this point, due to
and I feel like they could have replaced him.
Damn, really? Fuck
yes.
Oh wow.
Yes. How many times we saw Batman fucking replaced?
I don't know. They said they did a survey and everybody didn't want it. So,
man, that's bullshit because they ain't asked me. They ain't asked me.
You should have filled out the survey.
Like I said, I didn't see no damn survey. All right, man. Let's get into this fucking show, man. A lot of shit went on. You know, even got some shit to add in. Between what all and then, you know, we got some more white on white crime, a.k.a. the Mayo. But first, you already know we always have to get into our honorable mentions where we see great things for the culture. Starting off with Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige celebrate Black woman with the launch of her new HBCU scholarship. So Mary J. Blige has established an HBCU scholarship to help advocate for Black women for strength of our women's festival that marks the return in partner Pepsi. Mary has launched a scholarship initiative focused on creating opportunities and connection to growth within the Atlanta community and beyond. An announcement of the scholarship recipient with the pool considering of the Black woman will be made on Pepsi's HBCU tour this fall, according to a recent press release. And the Women's Scholarship is a part of a beverage company of $200,000 donation, which to local funds charity. So, I mean, that's pretty dope. Salute to Auntie Mary. Boy, she's so fine. Boy, I don't care. Boy, that age right now, she still got it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Boy, I would risk it all for her.
Damn.
I'll risk it all. No, man, but I think that is dope, though, man, like, for real. And, like, you know, Atlanta. You know, Atlanta always be making moves, man. That's what I keep saying. Mm-hmm. Man, look, let Lace Rhymes blow up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Dom, we packing up. We heading down south.
You got to see me on Zoom, brother.
Fuck that. Man, I mean, okay, let's get into it. Man, I mean, if the pod blew up, you rather stay in Vegas than the league? I'd rather leave. Because, I mean, it's not like we ain't going to have the money. Because, I mean, we had, to me, I feel like, and this is just me. I mean, when we blow up, I mean, I just look at three staples that we could possibly go. There's Atlanta. There's always things to do in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's California.
Yeah.
And then I would have to say I would put it at top between Miami and New York. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'll go to New York because it gets fucking cold.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of the cold. Yeah. I'm not trying to walk out there with some damn Tim's on in the winter. Yeah. I'm not trying to do that. Yeah. No. No, though. But, I mean, wherever we decide to go, we'll go.
Definitely.
All right, let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. It's a lot of things that went on, but starting off, give it up. Round of applause for the GOAT. Missy Elliott celebrates becoming the first female rapper in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Missy Elliott has become the first female rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She is now celebrating her accolades with her fans and fellow artists. This past Wednesday, the Super Duper Fly took to social media and expressed excitement. Missy noted that the movement was not only huge for her, but all her sisters in hip-hop. I want to say this is huge, not for me, but all my sisters in hip-hop. This door is now open to showcase the hard work of many of us women contribute to music, she wrote in her post. I have cried all day because I am grateful. Thank you, Rock and Roll and all the committee from all the Super Duper friends. So, this is very, very deserving of Missy, man. Yeah. It's about fucking time. That's how I look at it. Like, I'm going to just say this. And this is my opinion. Before Drake, there was Missy. if you think about it, and even in that time frame, Missy was more of a triple threat. She did more than what this nigga's doing now. Missy could sing. Missy could rap. Fucking Missy produced. Caught Missy on TV shows. And even Missy was fucking putting albums together for artists. Artists like Tweet, Aaliyah, Player. She even did shit with Timbaland and Magoo. So, I mean, yeah, man, she a threat. Like, she is, like, the ultimate threat. And I think we probably said this before. The only person we could see her going 20 for 20, it has to be Busta Rhymes. Gotta be.
That what you said?
Yeah, gotta be.
Busta said he wanted to go against somebody. I forgot who he
was. Yeah, but everybody's scared of Busta. Mm. And remember when we did the Classic Corner, and we did say it, Busta might get a lot of niggas up out of there.
Yeah, low key.
Because, I mean, you got to think, Busta been around since, like, 89, 90.
You heard about how he got his name?
I think so, from Chuck D.
From a football player.
But I mean, that's dope, though.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's unexpected.
No, yeah, man. No, no, that's dope, though. But, I mean, her, you know, being inducted, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And this is just me. I feel like the person that should induct her in has to be her fan, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne should do the induct because Wayne even said it himself. That's his favorite rapper.
I thought you was about to say Timberland.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that either. Yeah. But I mean, I think it should be Wayne. That would be dope.
Yeah.
And like what we said, she's very, very deserving of it. And this just for me, I don't know if anybody else feel it. I feel like she don't have no dud albums in her catalog. All her albums fucking slap.
Yeah, you're right.
All her shit slap. Damn, man, we only touched one of them, too. The only one we touched was Super Duper Fly.
Wow.
Damn, I might have to go in the stash and
for real.
Run it up for Missy.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, Missy, here at Lace Rhymes, you are appreciated. Thank you. This is very, very dope and very, very deserving for you. Like, for real, you deserve every bit of this.
Real quick, you heard about, I guess this would be honorable mention, I guess. LL Cool J is going on tour. He coming to Vegas.
I seen that, bro.
MGM, he's bringing, who's he bringing? I forgot who he's bringing. But it's like a couple old school cats too. Only thing I'm mad about the tickets being $100. I'm like, come on, LL.
But I mean, it's man. But I mean, if it's people, I mean, but I look at it like this.
Yeah, I want to go though.
Yeah, I look at it like this, bro. If we could spend that same money, on a Drake, Kendrick, or a Cole, or Migos, why not give the money to the elders?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I mean, like for me, we talked about it. Shit, we even talked about like fucking going to the. You know, going to the Nas and the Wu-Tang shit in November. Yeah. And now the fact that De La Soul got added on to the bill.
De La Soul's on that tour too.
Yeah, nigga, I'll give you the $100. And for LL, shit, I might have to ask Pops to come with me. Bring Daddy-O out. Cause I think that'd be dope.
When I looked at the roster, I was like, oh, dope.
No, man, who's that? You trying to find the roster?
I'm trying to find it right now.
And that's even good, though, because he did announce not too long ago he's dropping an album, too. Because
I guess he felt it from the 50 Grammys, the 50-year Grammys, what is it called?
Oh, from the hip-hop?
Performance,
Yeah. What the fuck? That ain't too bad at all. Definitely ain't bad at all, man. Yes. But Missy, you deserve every bit of that. You know, the real world, This Is Not a Test. I think that's my favorite album, Missy. This is
bringing a test. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Rakim, Salt and Pepper, Ice-T, and DJ Z Trip. And the Roots.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a smooth lineup.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's a smooth lineup. Yeah.
Get up out of there when it comes to the Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Hey, nah, man. Hey, I fucks with Salt and Pepper, bro. Come on now.
Real good.
Shoot.
Yeah, I know.
Shoot. But what
I
a man.
I better see them hip thrust though, like y'all was doing in the 80s. If not, I'm up out of here. I don't want to hear no, oh, we can't do that. I paid $100. I need to see him.
Right. He said them hip thrust. Ooh. I feel it. All right. Moving on. 50 Cent has announced that he would be doing a Get Rich or Die Trying tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the album. 50 Cent has revealed plans for the massive international tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of his debut album of Get Rich or Die Trying. He took to Instagram and announced that it would be his final lap tour, sprawling in 64 states, and it kicks off July 21st in Salt Lake City, Utah, and journeys across North America until September 17th, making in cities such as Toronto, Atlanta, Houston, Los Angeles, Detroit, 50's hometown, New York, and the European leg will start shortly after September 28th, and that leg will show in the Netherlands, Germany, France, Italy, UK, and it will come to a close on November 12th.
Damn, that's a quick tour.
Yeah, not bad though, but what kind of pissed me off, you need to stop beefing with Floyd Mayweather. This nigga is not, he ain't coming to Vegas. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's terrible. What? Wasn't he out here for the Lovers and Friends, though?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, my God.
But you don't want to have a tour stop in Vegas?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, bro. Because I was waiting for that tour. I was like, maybe he made a mistake and skipped over.
So I'm like, I'm either got to go to.
You can go to Europe.
I ain't going to Europe. Yeah, if I'm going to Europe, I'm going there for about a month, homie.
Damn.
Yep. Call my job, tell them I'm gonna use the church excuse. I'm going on sabbatical, homie. No, though, but either might have to go to the LA show or the Atlanta show. Cause people don't be realizing that the plane tickets from Vegas to Atlanta, they be like low-key dirt cheap.
They
be really dirt cheap.
Yeah,
man, no, but I would love to see him live.
Oh,
and,
yeah, definitely.
And see him doing this whole album.
Here's the thing you talking about, man. He need to stop beefing with Floyd, man. He need to stop beefing with the whole G-Unit. I would love to see them accommodate.
Oh, yeah. Tour, yeah, man. Really get back together. I'm with you on that
even
one.
The game. You know how much money they would probably make, too?
Bro, they would make so much money.
Oh, my God, bro.
But they got all of them got their heads stuck up their ass. Or, 50 do, too.
Or even the Anger Management, like, 2023 version or something.
Yeah. No,
Up
I'm with
Smoke
you.
Tour, remember them? Them tours used to be back. That's when tours used to be good back in the
day. I'm definitely with you on that, man. I am with you. But you know how 50 is, man.
Yeah,
man, that guy, he's something else.
Yeah.
He is something else, and definitely can't fault him for it though. But we know how he is, and he always gonna be that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a cancer in him, I guess, some would say.
Right. And I ain't even on cancer, though, but cancers could be, some crazy.
We're just lucky we got him interested in even doing this, because he doesn't even have to do this.
Right,
so
no,
he's
doing
it strictly for his fans.
Right. All right, before we get into the Can I Kick It, we got one more. Memory calls like the how we got on, the fucking controversy with the whole West Coast shit with the 50 greatest hip hop, rappers. Mm-hmm. So Rolling Stones, they decided to do a 100 greatest West Coast songs.
Oh shit!
Yes, 100. Oh, so I'm not gonna give you all 100. But I'm only just gonna give you from 20 to 1. So starting at number 20, Farside, Running. That's a fucking great one with Jay Dilla. Do you remember that joint? Yeah, that's a fucking great fucking joint. Tyler the Creator, Yonkers. E-40 featuring The Click, Captain Save-A-Ho, good one. 17, Cypress Hill, I Could Just Kill a Man. That's a good one. That's a fucking good one. Here is something. DJ Quick, Tonight. Rodney O and DJ Joe Cooley, Everlasting Bass. 14, NWA, Fuck the Police.
Wow.
13, Tupac, California Love. Number 12, Eazy-E, Real Motherfucking G's. Number 11, Nipsey Hussle featuring YG, Last Time That I Checked. Number 10, Ice-T, 6 in the Morning. Number 9, Mac Dre, Feeling Myself. Number 8, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Gin and Juice. Number 7, Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day. Number 6, Too Short, Blow the Whistle. Number 5, Souls of Mischief, 93 to Infinity. That's a fucking great one. Great fucking record. That is a timeless record. And if y'all don't think so, I will argue you to death on that record. Number 4, Machiavelli, a.k.a. Pac, Hail Mary. Number 3, Kendrick Lamar, featuring MC8, Mad City. Number 2, N.W.A., Straight Outta Compton. And number 1, Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Nothing But a G-Thing. Okay, I got 2 issues with this.
Yeah.
Regulators was on the list, but I feel Regulators should have been higher.
Yeah.
Regulators is a top 15 greatest West Coast songs of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm with E-40. E-40 went on Twitter and said, okay, he appreciate the nod for Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
That's a classic. But he said, why y'all didn't add Tell Me When to Go?
That's
and I feel,
hey, right.
and I feel him on that.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel him on that. Yeah. Tell Me When to Go is a
bigger than Captain Save-A-Ho.
That's a bop. And I know that's bigger because what it did for our generation.
Yeah,
definitely
culture,
for our generation. But I can't front. Our parents and them.
Yeah.
That's they shit. That's they shit. Captain Save-A-Ho, that's they shit. That's why I'm all like, I ain't gonna front. I fuck with Captain Save-A-Ho too. That's my shit too. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm with you on that. But another song that should have been higher is The Loonies. I Got 5 on it.
What are we doing?
Yeah, Loonies should have been way higher.
I should have replaced I'm Feeling Myself.
And with the Kendrick Lamar track. I'm with that one with the, and that is a good track too, with the Epirus and Cribs.
Yeah, they got along.
Okay, that's a good one, but for me, I think I would have had to switch it out. I would switch out Mad City, and I might catch some slack for this. I would switch out Mad City either for All Right or King Kunta. Because both of those is bops. I mean, like for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Because don't get me wrong, on Mad City, you're going to play the song, but you're only going to play the chorus and Kendrick part. Y'all don't like playing MCA part, but MCA part is hard. MCA part is hard on that, though.
For real.
But a bop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can play King Kunta in the club.
Yeah.
You can play All Right in the club, and that's going to get everybody going. So I definitely would replace it for that. And whew, Nothing But a G Thing. That's tough. That is a tough record. And then I have to give it up to NWA making the list twice. Fuck the post. No, yeah. But it's fair. It's a fair argument. Fuck the Police and Straight Outta Compton.
Oh yeah.
You can't get those up out of there.
Why is Eazy-E in the top 20?
Because of that diss. Real motherfucking G's.
So that's, come on, man. Like, Ice Cube is not in there in the top 20? Game is not in the top 20?
No, Ice Cube did make top.
Not he top 20 where?
No, he made top 10 with number 7 with Today Is a Good Day.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm. Nipsey is way too high.
Yeah, I would switch out Nipsey for Game.
Yeah,
I would switch out Nipsey for Game. That's just me.
Yeah,
that is just me. That ain't me being no hater.
No, this is too early.
Yeah, very very early. Yeah, I would switch that out with Game. This is how we do.
Yeah,
or hate it or love it.
Yeah,
I would definitely switch that out for that. Whew. And another one, I would have to say, I would move up higher. I would definitely move up higher. I will move West Side Connection, Bow Down, and switch that spot out for Tyler the Creator, Yonkers.
Because,
I mean, when you're thinking about these joints, okay, we said Regulators. Nigga, I feel like Warren G's, this DJ, should be higher, too.
Really?
That track is a bop.
Really?
Yeah. I know you remember. Do you remember that shit?
Nah. Oh, was that on the same album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that shit. Bro, that shit is Look, I'm gonna play a little snippet real quick, bro. You gonna be like, oh yeah, I definitely remember this, bro. Like for real.
Okay.
No, like, cause this shit is a classic. Like it's really a classic. Like it's really a fucking classic. DJ B. Warren G. Can I get in where I fit in? Sit in, listen, let me conversate. Better yet, regulate, shake the spot with my knot. May fade, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. I played ball through the halls of CIS with Snoop Dogg's big brother calling dirty left.
Well, if that's the case, you gotta go Tone Low then. You gotta go MC, Young MC, if we taking it like that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. We might have to do a bonus episode and refix their list. We might have to go through this list together.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Mayo beef. And I'm so sick of this nigga.
Bro, he
I'm the bro.
Chopping,
like,
bro.
No, he wasn't. Bro. No, he wasn't.
Bro, y'all be sleeping on MGK, bro.
No, but that nigga like the devil and devil. Nah. He's the modern. Yeah, he is. And I'm going to say this on camera. Fucking MGK, yeah, I'm talking to you, nigga. You is a modern day Kid Rock, bro. Cut that shit out. You like to have to. You like double dutch. You like to put one
What's
foot
wrong
in.
With that?
No, bro.
I'm an artist.
No,
that's what an artist is. They don't just do one thing.
No, bro.
They can come back. Like, don't get it fucked up. I can come back and rap. Like, don't get it fucked up. Joe Budden can still get in the booth. Even
that's Joe Budden.
Oh wow. Okay,
bro. This is hip hop, okay. You know, with us, we treat hip hop like our babies.
I like, don't. Like, yeah. Like, go ahead, do something. Come back.
You ain't listening to no MGK rock.
No.
Okay then.
I don't listen to rock, though. That's just not my thing.
Bro, yeah, that Renegade.
When he come rapping, I'd be like, all right.
But yeah, though. MGK. Yeah, but that Renegade.
Colton?
That,
my boy Colton.
Yeah, that Renegade shit was trash, bro.
Damn, bro.
That was, wow. That was Dookie Stick. That was Dookie Stick. I can't take a nigga serious, him rapping on the mic, and he got his little fingernails painted. I can't do it. I can't take him serious, bro. The nigga look like a 12-year-old emo.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you enjoy the Eminem diss?
Killshot? Yes.
Not Killshot. Eminem. Like,
oh, Rap Devil? Say? Rap Devil was all right.
Oh, well, see, that's why you didn't like. That shit was amazing.
Rap Devil was not amazing. So, was it better than Killshot?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
He murdered Eminem.
No.
Bro.
No, he didn't. Kill. Yeah. Nigga, we got. Bro, we can. All right. Vote time right now. Which diss was better? Rap Devil or Killshot? Because I felt like Killshot was way better. Eminem annihilated him on Killshot, and after that, he didn't want no parts.
What I'm going to keep going for? I already won.
Bro, he didn't win, bro.
He did.
He did not win.
He did.
The masses didn't think he won, and I'm one
that.
Of them.
Oh.
And then now he want to come back again and want to try to come after Jack Harlow because Jack Harlow, he said what he said. He's the greatest. Jack Harlow said he's the greatest white rapper.
So you supposed to come back with a, that's what hip-hop is. You supposed to come back with an answer.
Yeah, but that nigga ain't did no hip-hop
but
shit,
here's
bro.
The thing. And
this is just for me. I can't respect that. I'm sorry.
And well, here's the thing. People are taking it as a diss. It's not a diss. Him and Jack Harlow are friends. So he's just rapping. He didn't say nothing personal about him. He just said whatever he said.
Bro, the shit's still garbage.
It's nothing wrong. You're a hip-hop historian, so I trust you, but I like it.
Yeah, that shit is garbage, bro.
I like everything he does, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right. Let me catch you at an MGK concert then.
You will. I just hope that if you see these people in public, you know, MGK don't throw hands with you.
Bro, it don't matter. And if he do, I'm going to throw hands with that nigga too, bro. Bro, I am not afraid of these niggas, bro. Like, I know what it is to be a creative because I come from that realm. As a B-boy, I know what it's like to be a creative. I know, like, if a nigga is telling me, okay, your shit's garbage, nigga, okay, if my shit is garbage, I'm finna go back into the lab and I'm finna show you.
Okay.
I'm finna show you. So I know what it's like, bro. I'm not scared of these niggas.
Scared of Jokic?
Bro.
He's 7'1".
Fuck that nigga, man.
He'll kick you up.
I'll kick that nigga in his balls. Make him drop to his knees. But yeah, though, bro. I mean, Jack Harlow has every right. Do I think he's the greatest rap rapper? No.
He said second, didn't he? Or he said the greatest. I think he said second,
yeah.
Bro.
Well, everybody say Eminem. I'm not mad at that. I personally agree. If I have to rank it in order, it would have to go M first. Yeah, and then Mac Miller. Mac Miller second. Easy. And after that, whoever you want to put.
MGK?
No.
Damn,
hell no,
who else
bro.
We putting?
Bro, you
Max
must.
Kellerman?
Bro, you most forgot. G-Eazy, Asher Roth,
mm-hmm.
fucking Alchemist, because y'all forgot Alchemist was a fucking rapper when he was young. Back in the day, he was in this group called the Hooligans. If we're going to name right rappers, MC Search from Third Base, the one who felt Nas. I mean, if we're going to go there, we got to go all the way there. Everlast from House of Pain. I mean, we gotta chop it all the way down, bro. Yeah. But MGK, he's definitely not getting that third slot. If I have to put somebody in the third slot, it'll be Search from Third Base. Cause that nigga shit, that nigga didn't give a fuck. That nigga went after Vanilla Ice and had the nigga in the video, making fun of the nigga in the video called Pop the Weasel. MGK ain't doing no shit like that. Matter of fact, none of these new niggas ain't bold enough to do no shit like that. What these niggas was doing in the 90s.
Nobody's bold enough to go after Eminem, and he did it, bro. The people you just named, they praise him. Eminem's the best. Yeah, MGK said, fuck that.
Well, shit, man.
Fuck rap god. I'm the rap devil.
And that shit was boring. You don't hear no niggas bumping MGK.
Bro, I be bumping it, bro. Bro, I'm from the land till I die, all right?
Bro, quit lying to these people. You're not bumping MGK.
I'm bumping MGK, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
You're not bumping this nigga, okay, man.
All right, bro.
I'm not
making this up, bro. I'm not. If I ain't have no comment, I wouldn't be saying nothing.
Oh, my God.
Colton Baker, bro. That's his name, bro.
Fuck Colton Baker. Nigga's trash. You're not bumping this nigga, bro. Bro,
if we go on my thing right now, you're going to see it.
Nigga, I'll bump Macklemore before I bump him. No,
bro.
Downtown. Yeah. Between him and Macklemore, they both trash.
Damn.
Yeah. They're both trash, bro. All right,
man. That's crazy.
Fucking Mayo.
So you heard no bars in that Renegade freestyle.
No, bro.
Wow.
Bro, that shit was cheeks, bro.
Wow.
It was. It really was, man. You overly hyping that shit, bro.
I mean, I said I liked it. That's it. I didn't tell you to go listen to it.
Man, you not bumping it.
I am.
No, you're not.
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
You going to irk me.
For me having an opinion? That's wild.
No. Because you're not bumping him, bro. You don't care about this nigga, bro.
I do.
No,
I
care don't.
About, I care about his acting. I care about him rapping. I just don't care about his rock.
Oh, my God. This nigga acting. We're going to talk about how terrible and trash he was in that movie Beyond the Lights.
I ain't watched that one.
You just said you care about his acting.
That one was with a black girl with some story. I ain't watched that one. But it was another one where he acted with Pete Davidson. Then it's another one called Gamer, I think, or something like that. It was fire.
Oh, my God.
Birdhouse.
Oh, my God. You irking me.
I'm a wild boy.
Terrible.
I'm a wild boy. You know that song, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all do. When he was jocking. who?
Waka Flocka?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanna be Waka Flocka so bad. Couldn't do nothing for his own. So what he gonna do? Wanna go try to jack somebody else's shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Be yourself. Yeah. Moral of the story. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Be yourself, Colton. Yeah. Be your fucking self, Colton. Be yourself. All right. Let's get into this shit. Okay. Fucking. Can I kick it? Okay. Spider-Man 2 had dropped. How you feeling about them?
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
What the hell is Spider-Man 2?
The 2.0s. The Jordan 1s.
Why is it 2.0?
Because remember from the first Spider-Man that came out? Yeah. 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 Them are the 2.0s.
This shit trash.
Thank you.
The first one was better.
I don't like them, man, but it's just so like you got a lot of people saying like it's over. You got a lot of people that saying that they like them.
Where's the Spider-Man at? Signify Spider-Man.
You see on the top, like on the top of the shoe, and then the imprints on there. I guess, like, you know, might be the webbing, you know. So, hey.
I would rather them have moved on to the Air Jordan 2 for Spider-Man 2 or something.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Since it was a movie.
Hey, you remember those sevens? I don't think we did it on Can I Kick It with the Nike sign on the back.
Yeah.
Them shits is fire in real life. I went to go see them. You ain't like them?
Oh.
The Nike looks fire in the back.
You had a change of heart?
Did I say nah?
Yeah, you did. Really? Yeah, you did.
You got to play that clip again, Jay. I don't remember that. Yeah, but you did. Yeah, I seen him in person.
I did, too.
Yeah.
We both said no to him. Oh, okay. Yeah, we both did. Yeah. So, they're fire?
Yeah. Damn. But 219, I don't know about that one. I know they're going to sit, though.
Man, come on. You got it.
Not yet. Yeah. I will. When you see me, when you start coming in here, you be like, yeah, he do got it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, how they be sounding new kids. Oh, he got it. He got it. No, but I'm with you on that, bro. Those are shit is Donkey Kong trash.
Yeah, I don't understand the premise of it.
No, yeah, I'm like, me either, man. Definitely me either. All right. Moving along. Next up. Kind of excited for this one because this one finally dropped. It came out though, but niggas took L's.
What?
Yeah. The Doritos.
They flopped or something?
No, not flopped. Oh. People wanted them, but you know, sneakers.
Oh.
Yeah, man. The Nike SB Mexican, Mexican soda brand Doritos. They had teamed up with Nike. The dude, SB Dunk Low, you know, for celebrating the Cinco de Mayo that happened this past weekend, you know, of an SB Dunk Low. And you know what, though? I can't front. I like these. I like them. I like them a lot. It's a dope shoe, but I'm just like, damn. L after L after L. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, with them saying, like, you know, the co-branding throughout the house of the special packaging, complete the design. And this shoe will come for, came with extra laces, too. So, even right now, you know, the resale probably went up. Probably might could get these maybe for a smooth $200.
Damn.
But I say give it some time.
Yeah, definitely.
Give it some time.
Yeah.
It might drop.
Yeah.
It definitely might drop. Like, for real. All right, last up and not least, I know you're excited about this one, Dom.
Yeah.
What we got, bro?
So debut next week.
Mm-hmm.
Here are official images of the Reebok Shaq Attack Miami. It is the latest color wave of Shaquille O'Neal's signature. Pays tribute in time to his Miami stint and the team's retro black, pink, and orange alternate uniforms, which was worn during the 06 championship run. The Reebok Shaq Attack was issued in 92. It is combined with new Shaq branding elements with Reebok technology, a custom fit pump bladder, and carbon fiber foot plate. Showcasing the brand's disruptive approach to performance footwear, the shoe also provided Shaq with the best-in-class comfort and stability. Mm-hmm. And on the court, he broke countless rims and records. This Miami-inspired take on Shaq's iconic pump basketball shoe features a white leather upper with black texture overlays similar to the original release. Elsewhere, you will find the pink and orange contracting accent to complete the Florida vibe, retailing for $180 with the Reebok Shaq Attack Miami set to release on May 12th at select Reebok Classic retailers and Reebok.com.
I actually kind of like these.
Yeah, he's definitely fire.
Like, I really like him.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, Shaq was a fucking monster, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely was a monster.
That nigga was fucking breaking rim after rim. That was when, like, you know, NBA and college was lit. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they don't allow these niggas to do that shit anymore.
Nah, yeah, they got the breakaway rims now.
Exactly. Nah, man, but Shaq Attack, like what we said, man, a couple months back. I feel like what we said, how we spoke about Puma too, like, you know, is you gotta have a certain sneaker. This is a sneaker that you should have in the collection. Okay, we get it. I understand. You have a preference. I'm not knocking it. But shit like this, it ain't gonna hurt you to have a pair in there. Let niggas know you got it. You know, let them know that you ain't no hype beast. That's just me.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
You know, so hey, I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. And the shoe overall though is just dope. And then of course the pump action. And I know they got that color though, but Don't you have a pair of these?
I have the original blue and white.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to see them do a lot more colorways too.
You know what? And you might see that because you know Shaq is over there now.
He owns it. Oh shit!
And that's why you see them do a lot of little bit different. You've seen them combine the pump and the question.
Yeah,
and they did like a Shaq and pump collection too. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably see more good stuff like this. And what I like about these is because it's Miami Vase, you know what they usually do, right? They throw black on it.
Yeah,
Then make it the other colors. But I'm glad they made it mostly white. It's like, okay, I could really rock this. Like, mm-hmm. They did the Laker colorway. It was mostly black.
Yeah.
Instead of being white and then with I'll be fire.
Yeah.
But you did it this way. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I can rock with these. Yeah. I'm going to wait. They're going to be on 50% off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know nobody gonna buy
them. Right. Yeah. They're not. Not at all. All right. That concludes our Can We Kick It, you know, section. We're going to have them up, all of our reviews. Let us know in the comments and everything, what you like, what you didn't like, though. But go ahead and hit that subscribe button for us. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells a friend. You know what I'm saying? Because we always here for the shits. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that concludes our Can We Kick It segment. So, all right. Let's get into it. Check the Ron. There were some albums, finally. About damn time. I mean, but we had to put some shit together, though. But you know what, though? We're going to do something different. I'm going to start. Let's start with who you want to start with first?
You can start with Jackman if you want.
Yeah, let's start with Jackman first. Brother Harlow. That's why I be calling my best friend every time we pick up the phone.
Really?
Yeah, what up, Harlow?
Is he white?
Nah, he black. Oh. Yeah. But Jack Harlow. Mm-hmm. Jackman. And I'm surprised he came back this fast and this quick.
But everybody keeps saying it's fast, but it's been a year, though.
Yeah, his album just came out last year.
Yeah, that's what artists do. They come out every year, bro.
Not all artists. He ain't, Cole That's, don't do that.
Well, Kendrick don't do that either. But mostly artists that are not those three or four, they drop every year. That's what
he want that Drake formula so bad. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
You don't want people to forget about you.
Ain't nobody going to forget about him.
They're going to forget about Jack? Yeah.
No, they're not.
Bro, people shit on Jack, bro. They don't think he's good at all, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
I think,
way you looked at me at MGK, I've been telling my homies about Jack 2 years now.
No, but Jack, Jack is dope, though, but like what I said when I had reviewed the album last year, he was just more so pop, and Drama was trying to, he was trying to push that pop shit on him, and I'm just going to say
it. Was Drama that was doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, you know, like, yeah. Drama helps with Jack a lot.
He was
trying to give him that Drake effect. And Harlow ain't there yet. he's not there yet. Yeah, though. But Jackman, straight to the point, 10 tracks, 24 minutes. Not bad. I like the first five. Mm-hmm. But after the fifth one, it kind of goes downhill for me.
Damn, really?
Yes, it do.
Oh, shit.
It do.
Yeah.
It definitely do, though. But we could get into it. Like, the first track, I actually like this. Like Common Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about what I see. It's not opinion based. Just shit I see. The suburbs are filled with Ebonics and Trap Sonics. Frat boys saying no cap, put racks on it. The dialect got a little splash of some black on it. Cap and gowns bought by the money in dad's pockets. White girls squatting, trying to get that ass popping. Caught back talking to their mom and dad's often. Reciting rap lyrics about murder and cash.
When I first listened to this, my first initial thought is, like what I said, the Drake effect, they're pushing for that tough on him. Because, I mean, with the samples, this album is very, very sample heavy. So one formula I'm definitely seeing, they want to have that 40, that OVO 40. And that's what I got from it, which ain't a bad thing. But it's just all like, for me, find your own. Don't do what everybody else doing. To me, the nigga was already dope. He was already dope before the album came out, and even the prior shit, I still listen to his old shit.
All that shit is
dope, but it's just like what I said. I think, you know, them trying to push him so much, I think that's the reason why a lot of people is not liking him, instead of, you know, maybe going the old fashioned route, how everybody else is, like, you know, coming up, letting people catch on to your music instead of, like, you know, trying to force feed it and shove it down people's throats.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But Common Ground, dope. They Don't Love It is dope. Ambitious is dope. Another one of my favorite was this one. I should enjoy
no
this.
Airports and no flights. That's how I want to live my life. Is that all right? 10 girlfriends and no wife. That's how I want to live my life. Is that all right? No sport cars and no ice. Okay, maybe a little ice. We all got a little vice. No selfies, just say hi. I'm so healthy, alive. 4L weed, them same guys. Equity for my dog.
That was good. And then, like what I said, when you get to number 5, Gang Gang Gang, I actually enjoyed Gang 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 because he was in his storytelling bag in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was getting some shit off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm all like, when I heard that track, oh, Jack Harlow could tap into that.
Yeah.
Tap into it a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
I like that. And then, like what I said, after that, that's when it went downhill for me. Denver, No Enhancers, It Can't Be, Blame on Me, and Questions. Yeah. I was all like, okay, so it's not trash, but it's definitely mid for me.
You think it's better than the last album, though, right?
Yes, definitely better than the last fucking album.
Yeah.
Because that last fucking album, it was just too poppy heavy.
Yeah.
Way too poppy heavy.
Yeah.
You know, from the last album, I only really liked it like 3 tracks from it.
First Class was one?
No. Nah. Nah, I wasn't a fan of First Class.
Yeah.
I was actually a fan of My Little Secret. And the reason why I like Little Secret, I like how whoever was producing that, they sampled that from Tweet.
Yeah.
My Place.
Okay.
Yeah, from Missy Artist Tweet from her first album, Southern Hummingbird. That's why I actually enjoyed that. Okay. I wish that would have been his single other than First Class, so, but I get it. You wanted to flip the Fergie and you wanted to put it out there.
Yeah.
So I understand that was your single. But a backup single, you should have put My Little Secret out as a second single, bro.
Yeah.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. That's just me. So what did you like about the Jackman project,
well,
man?
Oh, man, you think like it's like he's spitting. I seen a couple people, they was claiming that this was basically his 444. Yeah, like, because he's getting more in-depth about really his life instead of just, you know, popping stuff. Like, with his brother, you get to know how his relationship is with his brother, his mom, his dad, and all that. So that's why they called it the 444 album.
Yeah, nah, I ain't get that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ain't get that. I ain't get that from him. Definitely ain't get that, though, man. But, I mean, it's all right. Not trash.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's mid at best. But it's dope though. I mean, you won't be disappointed. Definitely won't be disappointed at all. Jack Harlow, Jackman, definitely Jackman.
You know his name is Jackman, right?
Yeah, Jack the Man. Pause. All right, next up we're gonna get into IDK, F-65.
Is that a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem is with this album. Too fucking long.
Yeah, that's
22 tracks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But you know what? He been gone for so long. You don't think when the last album was?
Last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But it was just like songs and stuff and the 2021 project too. And I'm kind of mad that, you know, IDK. This album, I'm not going to say it's trash, but it was all right, too. But I'd rather for him because a lot of the, like, you know, 3-4 songs that he was putting out, he was putting those shits out with K. Trinata. Do a collab with K. Trinata, bro. I'm here with that. Like, you know, he had a lot of that shit in there. And then the little singles that he had put out. Have you ever heard the joint, the dog food joint that he did with Denzel Curry?
Yeah, yeah.
Fire!
Yeah. That's why I was like,
fire. And then when I get to this, I'm all like, What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, Joe?
It be like that sometimes, though.
Yeah, though, man. But the only track that I did that I did enjoy was Pinot Noir with fucking Saucy Santana.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. This shit was dope.
Saucy was chopping, man.
I'm not finna go there with you.
In this. I know niggas up north that be pumping the bricks. I know niggas down south that be dumping the clips. I know niggas on the east that's never loving a bitch. And she ain't loving them niggas. Make 5-6 figures. Back it up, don't stop. Like I could hold that liquor. Back it up, don't stop. Like I could hold that too. 2 million out of home, we could go back to. Couple thousand on a watch, that's a throwback, boo. 150 on a whip. Like, oh, that's cute.
Not bad.
No, not bad.
Yeah. Just too long. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. But if you guys want to go ahead and check it out, check it out. You won't be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and give that a listen. IDK F65. All right, before we get into the classic corner, we got one more. He's back again, but I was like, this nigga was spitting on this. Diamond J, Street Love. Short, simple, and sweet. 12 tracks, 30 minutes, and he got straight to the fucking point. When I say to the point, he got to the motherfucking point. First track, Suck Sex. And then the second track, I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, this nigga.
A to the Izzo. V to the Izzak. Yeah. For shizzle, my nizzle, I'm a descendant of Kanye. New whip, new chick, jump it out the valet. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Ace to the Izzo. V to the Izzak. For shizzle, my nizzle, I'm a descendant of Kanye. New whip, new chick, jump it out the valet. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Ice. You know how that crew get, nigga with these boogies. Yeah. C's on my bitch first, F's on my crew neck. Woo. Niggas got some shooters that's gonna die behind that duplex. Nigga took his fade, never swayed, I'm like, who next?
I was like, okay, you in your rapping bag. You in your rapping shit.
Definitely.
I like that.
Yep.
Like that. Then you get from that, talk about it. Love story, look at me. Definitely liked it, Play No Games, because, yeah, I like how you open it up and talking about how you know niggas be afraid to say that you love your girl. But I feel it. I feel it, though. Yeah. Definitely feel it, though. The Ride, Don't Do It, Beat Goes On, Music to Ride To, and Cartier Frames. He did his shit on this one. Definitely did his shit on this
definitely
one.
Definitely sounded hungry on this album.
Oh, yes. Very, very hungry. Yeah. Very, very fucking hungry. You could hear, you could definitely hear it, man. And like, yeah, putting that work in, man. And from the production to the lyrical content on this, I was like, oh yeah. He got bars. Mm-hmm. He definitely got bars for sure. He definitely got bars for sure. So yeah, y'all need to go ahead and check this out. This project, you would not be disappointed at all. At all. All right, it's about that time. So let's get into it. Classic Corner, baby.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Ooh, all right. It was my turn with the Classic Corner this go around. And I did that. Did that with this one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you.
I don't know
why the fuck I'm fucking with you.
See,
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you.
See,
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. You
could ask my man T.
Three.
I ain't the to be. Play like them niggas that used to play for money and no time for acting. With me, you best believe that you won't
do it.
I'm influenced to like.
Come on, man. Jay Dilla was in his bag with these, bro.
For real.
You know, if you make moves, some people will envy. Say, what's up with this jealousy?
Come on.
You know, people say shit about you.
produced the whole thing too, right?
Man, yeah, bro. Life's.
Yeah. You ain't gotta play hard yet. I know, I know you like the art of sex. I'm putting down my plan like an architect. It's for you, we can all get wet. I got a lot of nerve talking this to you, right? I'm straight up, honey, this should make sense to you. Girl, you ain't got a front, don't be acting dumb. Hey, if you got the good, then I want some. I'm trying to get down, this ain't no lie, see, die.
But I ain't never fucked with a menage a trois.
It's three like the stripes on the eye, die. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. We getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the matching number, ask my partner. I be serving that ass like a bartender. I'm only you, what when you ain't watching ya? I'm only you, what when you ain't watching ya?
Yes, 2000, bro. Come on, bro.
That's what shocked me. I was like, this gotta be their first album because it sound like some 90s.
Jesus, bro, the production is crazy.
It's the 788 D10, just like Jake the Snake. Actually, we don't participate, but if you do, then I'ma see you at your weight. Don't let the drama fluctuate. I don't wanna, I gotta, we cooking sex. Now where would we be at if we let you do that? We probably be laying on our backs. Talking
this and that. You want my- and this is why when they do, when they talk about GOAT producers, it's always a back and forth in that number one spot between Dr. Dre and this motherfucker right here. Yes, bro. You don't understand. A lot of people praise this nigga so much.
I see it all the time. Yeah, definitely.
Like y'all be saying Pharrell, but Pharrell be like, I wouldn't exist without this nigga right here.
Yep. Dead ass.
He says Pharrell says it faithfully. Faithfully. And then him by this production with the group Slum Village. Get out of here. But yeah, this week's Classic Corner is brought to you by your boy Skeeter Steve. And this week we are doing Fantastic Volume 2 by Slum Village, released June 13th, 2000, during this time. And you know, was still composed of his earliest members, T3, Baton, and J Dilla. Man, bro. This album was actually completed in 98, but shortly the label became obsolete. So Slum Village was in a limbo for over a year, but during this period, the producer JD greatly increased the profile of work, such as doing shit for Common, Busta Rhymes, Erykah Badu, and A Tribe Called Quest. And at the same time, notable acclaim such as with Questlove and The Roots and Q-Tip built up the long delay anticipation for this album. So they found the outlet and dropped the album in spring 2000, although the sales were slow. Due to the heavy bootlegging of this album, people did bootleg this album because it was very anticipated.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, had a huge impact in the underground circuit and was proclaimed as the torch bearers for the departing Tribe Called Quest. And I believe that. Yes, they really were. Mm-hmm. They actually picked up where Tribe left off.
Yeah.
And you know, within the coming years, you know, everybody got to groan and love this album. From everybody getting 4 stars on AllMusic, 4 out of 5. Alternative Press, Entertainment Weekly gave this a B+. And then all the singles, Get This Money, I Don't Know, Climax. And I remember seeing the video of that on Rap City. Raise It Up, Fall in Love. That was dope. And they just created a buzz right after that. Because I remember right after that, they came back out again. I want to say like 2002 with Tainted. Yeah, in love too, and they were, boy, they started rolling, and then 2 years after that, did the joint with Kanye, Selfish, bro, stop. But the group, man, Timely was in court, was cut short due to the passing of one of their members, and then 2006 we lost to J Dilla, so man, like it was tough. But this Fantastic Volume 2, a fucking phenomenal album from beginning to end. Don't have no skips. And the production, that's what I said, man. J Dilla was ahead of his time, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That nigga was a monster. Mm-hmm. A beast. Yeah, man, but I enjoyed every bit of this project, man. What about you, Dom? Did you enjoy Fantastic?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I thought I felt it was 90s, but now I get the vibe. What you said, it was really made in the 90s, but they wasn't able to put it out till 2000. So, yeah, it brought back memories. I'm like, okay, I can see where Common got his, not his style from, but I can see J Dilla, how he shaped him, Busta Rhymes,
Q-Tip.
Yeah.
But the earliest it goes from, like what we said, like him doing the Far Side track, running, running, fucking
elements of that too, yeah,
phenomenal, bro. Yeah. That's what I said, man. Like J Dilla was a fucking man, bro. Yeah.
Like from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. And he fucking passed away. I want to say around 35, 36, bro. He was young, bro.
Damn.
He was just scratching the surface, my G.
Damn, what'd he die from?
I want to say like an organ failure or something like that, bro. Shit. Yeah, man. And you see, that's why you like a lot of people sample his shit heavy, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Heavy. I see, man. It all the time.
Like super, super heavy, man, though. But this was my pick. You know, Classic Corner. Can't complain, you know. But yeah. About to get up out of here. Yeah. It's only right, since I did Slum Village, gotta end it with a JD instrumental. Thank you for rocking with us. You know, thank you for being here. We on YouTube, Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google, iHeart, SoundCloud, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells a friend that tells a friend. If you like us, fuck with us. If you hate us, fuck with us. If you feel like we said out some outlandish shit, fuck with us. Yeah. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve. Lace Rhymes. We out.